Delegates attending Afghan peace talks, which began yesterday near Bonn, Germany, have agreed that the former king of Afghanistan, Mohammad Zahir Shah, should play a symbolic role in a new government. The UN-sponsored negotiations are expected to last several days. The atmosphere at the talks is described as positive and constructive, but within Afghanistan, attitudes toward the negotiations are mixed, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Before the Taliban came, and the Mujahideen before them, Nasir Pamir was an instructor at the military academy in Kabul. Now he paints signs in a small shop near a bombed-out cinema in the south of the city when he can get work, which isn't very often. Nasir says the meeting in Bonn is a good thing, and if the various factions agree on a power-sharing arrangement, one that would have the exiled king Zahir Shah playing a prominent role, there is a chance for peace. But the signmaker says he's also worried that too many people want too much power to make such an agreement possible. In the meantime, he's worried about security. The Northern Alliance forces, he says, are far from united and could turn on each other at any time. And elements of the Taliban, he says, can still be found in Kabul 2 weeks after most of them abandoned the city. I have seen with my own eyes some people I know were with the Taliban and have now shifted and say they are now with the Northern Alliance, he says. They've just shaved off their beards and taken off their turbans. Yesterday, he says, I was sitting here and some people came and asked me why I had cut my beard so short. So they're still around, Amir says, and they could still cause trouble. Security, or lack thereof, has many people in the capital worried. But after 5 years under the harsh rule of the Taliban, fears about security have, for some, taken a back seat to the joy of being out from under Talib rule. In the Wazir Akbar Khan section of the capital, an upscale neighborhood where many foreigners used to live, three women walked down the street unaccompanied by a male relative, as was required under the Taliban. Two of them are also missing the all-encompassing burqa, once mandatory under the Talibs. Instead, the women wear simple headscarves, enjoying the morning air. Perveen, who taught physics before the Taliban came, says leaving the house without her burqa was hard. When I started to leave my home today, she says, I didn't know what to do. It's difficult to change your thinking overnight. Two times I went up the stairs and came down thinking to myself, should I wear my burqa or not, she says. And then I got up the courage not to wear it, and I stepped outside. And it was wonderful, Praveen says. We've been walking around for 4 hours, and no one's bothered us yet. But Praveen and her colleagues are in the minority. Very few women are yet ready to venture outside without their burqas. Uncertain about the Northern Alliance forces occupying the city, and of the remnants of the Taliban who may remain. And the more cynical here are saying there may soon come a day when the Taliban will be remembered for the security they brought to a country which has seen little in more than two decades. For the moment, however, most people are hopeful that the Bonn talks yield some sort of agreement. Politically, economically, and culturally, says Kabul University's Nasrullah Stanakzai, the Taliban set Afghanistan back 50 years, and there's no question, he says, they had to go. But at the same time, Stanakzai says, if the U.S. doesn't guarantee a political settlement and turns its back on Afghanistan again, it will do so at its peril.
I'm a little optimistic and a little pessimistic. If the U.S. and the rest of the world help, then I'm optimistic. But if they don't help ensure a stable government, then our situation will get worse. And that situation will only breed more bin Ladens and more Taliban. And that will be a problem not only for Afghanistan, but for the world.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.